Hare Krishna. Krishna does not cause our worldly wandering. He frees us from the cause of that wandering. In the Bhagavad Gita in 18.61, it is stated that Krishna is present in our heart. And Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya. That Krishna is the Ishvara in the heart of all living beings, Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati, and Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani. Brahmayan, he, the word Brahmayan is often translated as he, Brahman is to wander, Brahmayan is to cause to wander. So, he causes the wandering of all living beings who are situated yantra rudhani mayaya, on the machine made of the body. Machine made of maya, that is material energy, that which refers to the body. So now, some people say that this verse indicates that God is the ultimate doer of everything and it is He who is causing us to wander in material existence. That He, it is He because of whom we go down to lower species, we rise to higher species, whatever we do is because of Him. But if He were the doer, then why would He have to speak the Bhagavad Gita to ensure, to instruct Arjuna to do a particular course of action? And if we see, if He were the doer, then in the Bhagavad Gita He would not give options to Arjuna. Just two verses later, 18.63, Krishna says that Mimrishaita Dasheshena Yathechatita Kuru. So deliberate deeply on what I have said and then decide what is to be done. And then do as you desire. Yatha Ichchasiddha Kuru. So what this means is, Krishna is telling that we have the capacity to deliberate and we have the capacity to decide according to our desires. So deliberation, desire, decision. Krishna is indicating that all these three in our hands. So now, if we consider this deeply, are these two verses saying something contradictory? 18.62 is saying that Krishna causes the wandering of all living beings, whereas 18.63 says that we can act as we desire. So to understand this, we have to look at the context. Previous to this, Krishna has stated that actually we are all controlled by our nature. And because we are controlled by our nature, so Svabhavajena Kaunteya Nibaddha Svena Karmana Kartum Nechasiyan Mohat Karishasya Vishopitad. So we are all bound by our Svabhava. Svabhavajena Kaunteya Nibaddha. We are bound by our Svabhava Svena Karmana, to our own work. So Krishna is telling essentially to Arjuna here that we cannot go beyond illusion. We need to work. We cannot go beyond the conditionings that come from our nature. Whatever is our nature, we will act accordingly, so according to Svabhava. So, now if you consider Svabhava to be like one circle, within that circle, we will be compelled to act. Say Arjuna is a Kshatriya, Arjuna will be compelled by his Svabhava to act as a Kshatriya. But as a Kshatriya, he can act as a principal Kshatriya or the exploitative Kshatriya. So, we all have a higher side and a lower side. So, now, Krishna is saying here that if we act according to dharma, if we act according to Krishna's guidance, then anyway we will be acting according to our swabhava. But whether we will be acting according to our higher side of our self or lower side of ourself, that means whether we will become, if we have a brahminical nature, whether we will be godly intellectuals or godless intellectuals. That is something which depends on us. So when he is saying that we can't avoid our nature, but we can dovetail our nature in such a way that acting according to nature we can get elevated. How do we do that? By connecting with the Supreme Lord. So that's what the next verse will state. Tameva sharanam gaccha sarvabhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam praptasi shashvatam. So Krishna is saying that he, present as the super soul, is the controller of all, control of nature also. And he, if we surrender to him, then we can break free from the control of nature. not break free in the sense that we will be able to do some things against our nature entirely, but that we will not fall to our lower nature. We will not fall to our lower side, but rather acting on the higher side, we will be elevated. So now here, if you look at this context, where essentially the soul is here, soul is controlled by nature, and nature is controlled by Krishna. So we say Krishna is causing the wandering of all living beings. What does it mean? Essentially, it means that nature is not the supreme controller. Krishna is the controller of nature also. Our wandering is caused by nature, but nature is controlled by Krishna. Krishna has talked about it earlier also in 9.10 when he said, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti. Nature is under my supervision. So here when Krishna is saying this, his important essential point is that if we want to not be a slave of our nature, we should surrender to the Lord of nature. And then we can break free. So Prabhupada therefore translates Brahmayan not as causing to wander, but guiding the wanderings. So Krishna is guiding the wanderings means that he supervises nature, and under his supervision, nature acts to reciprocate with our desires. So if we want to say enjoy flesh, nature gives us a body that is suitable for enjoying flesh. If you want to sleep, nature gives the body of a polar bear where we can sleep. So the point is that nature reciprocates with our desire, and now if we desire to serve Krishna, then that is a connection higher than nature. And there, the important point is that we should not think that because I am bound by my swabhava, so I have to act according to my lower side and I have to be degraded. Yes, we have to act according to swabhava, but if we act according to our swabhava, then still act virtuously. And to maintain, to have the strength to act virtuously, to resist our lower side, we can draw strength from one, that one supreme being, who is the Lord of nature also. So that's why Brahman here means guide the wanderings. Krishna guides how? Firstly, by reciprocating with our desires through nature, and when we cultivate a spiritual desire to come to Krishna, then he guides us actively to attain him. So here, we understand that Krishna doesn't cause our wandering, rather Krishna frees us from the drag, the degrading drag of material nature, but rather offers us an elevating ecstasy by which we become free from the captivation with the modes which cause our bondage in material existence. And in this way, Krishna frees us from that force which is the cause of our wandering. That's how he guides our wanderings so that they become a journey with his eternal abode as a destination. Sthanam Praptisi Shashvatam, as Krishna mentions in the next verse. Thank you. Hare Krishna.